An oil boom in the Permian Basin attracted thousands of newcomers in the 1920s, among them the oil man T.S. Hogan, a former Montana state senator. He settled in Midland and financed the city's first skyscraper to serve business needs and an attached theater to serve cultural appetites. Architect Wyatt C. Hedrick of Fort Worth designed the 12-story Petroleum Building and the Yucca Theater. They opened in 1929. Hedrick used neo-Gothic tracery of delicately carved sandstone for the facades of both buildings, the sort found on English cathedrals. But patrons expecting the same Gothic theme inside the theater were in for a surprise. Designer H.B. Lehman of New York decked out the Yucca's interior in a rich mixture of ancient Assyrian and Egyptian motifs. The coffered ceiling bore stylized flowers painted gold, red, and green. On the walls, giant figures resembling angels with two sets of wings and braided beards, like the images found on Assyrian temples. Framing the stage were massive imitation stone columns and carvings of winged bulls with human heads, lions, and sphinxes. This exuberant design was typical of theaters built in the 1920s and made going to a show an event in itself. Also typical of the time, the Yucca included a movie screen for talking pictures and a shallow proscenium stage to accommodate vaudeville. The live shows ended in the 1950s, the movies in 1974. The Yucca went dark and faced demolition until the Midland County Historical Society intervened. In 1982, the theater and the Petroleum Building were designated Texas Historical Landmarks. Renovation in stages prepared the Yucca to host local and traveling performances and to become home to the Summer Mummers program of the Midland Community Theater. The Mummers combine improvisational comedy with old-time melodrama, encouraging audience participation in a flamboyant space that harkens back to a golden age of theater across America.